Okay, so we do have sun and heat on our mind, and we are ready for our regular segment, Be Well. So in order to help us be well in the sun and heat, Dr. Jeffrey Dover of Skin Care Physicians is here to help us think about how to stay in the sun or be in the sun or not be in the sun and stay healthy. And we'd love to hear from you. You can tweet us, or if you're in our texting group, send a text. Are you snapping up sunscreen at the store? Do you wear the big brand brimmed hat? Do you know how to keep yourself safe from the sun? Do you have questions? You can tweet us at Radio Boston or send us a text at 617-766-0382. If you are in our texting group, that's 617-766-0382. Dr. Dover, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So, can we be in the sun or not?
The quick answer is absolutely, and we have no choice. So we just have to be thoughtful about it. And so mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun, a famous quote from Broadway. And we know the best thing to do is to try to avoid the sun or limit sun. So shady side of the street, an umbrella, a tree. Luckily, Boston is a very green city and the suburbs are very green, but if you're out on a soccer pitch, as we just heard, or playing football in August on the gridiron, not the safest place to be. So early in the morning, late in the afternoon, before 10 and after 3, much better and much safer. The beach early or late, a big umbrella under a tree, a big, big hat, as you mentioned, that's comfortable but looks nice so your friends don't think you're going to a Mexican fiesta, but you're actually dressed casually and attractively, and sunscreen. But I think if we do it thoughtfully, there's a way to do it because we don't have a choice.
So that is if you do have a choice to some extent, right? When I'm thinking back to Barbara Moran still resonating in my ears there are many outdoor workers in the summer who will be outside for lots of different reasons, whether you're a construction worker, you're in landscaping, or you're a lifeguard, or maybe you're a parks and recreation tour guide. There could be any of a number of things. So if you do have to be out in the sun for extended periods of time, the top three things that are most protective?
So the best are, you look at people who work in construction, for example. These are smart men and women. You notice they start at 6 in the morning and they cut off around 2 or 3 at the latest. They actually work the cooler part of the day. You notice they often wear drapery over their necks. They often wear long sleeves and they don't wear shorts. They wear protective clothing and they drink lots of water.
So sunscreen's not enough.
So sunscreen loses out every time. The sun always wins. It's the best thing to think about. So protective clothing and a hat and shade wins every time, but the sun will beat sunscreen every time. Now, we do have nice, great new sunscreens, which are chemical-free physical blockers, which are elegant and thin and not pasty and thick like the old ones. They're brand new just in the last couple of years with titanium or zinc oxide. Highly safe, highly effective. SPF 35s up to 50 or higher. They go on nice and thin, don't feel hot and sticky. Great idea. But if you have a choice, protective clothing like long sleeves or a sun shirt and a hat, much, much better than sunscreen alone.
Light skin is different than dark skin. We have different melanin in our skin depending on our race, our ethnicity. What is the relationship between how much melanin you have in your skin and what level of protection you need?
So the darker your skin, the more protective you are, or protected you are from sun, but you're not totally protected. And it's very well known now that skin cancer occurs in people of all colors, not just very fair-skinned people. Fair-skinned people know they burn more easily, but even the darkest African-American will sunburn in a bright, sunny day. So sunscreen, protective clothing, and just thoughtfulness. For moms especially, teach kids young. If you wait till they're teens, they will never learn to brush their teeth every day and put on sunscreen. So no one would ever go to work or school without brushing their teeth, but a lot of people go out without sunscreen on a cloudy day, but who knows what's going to happen when you leave for lunch or you're out on the playing field and the sun suddenly comes out. So sunscreen every day, reapply if you're at the beach or out in a sunny environment, and pick a sunscreen that you really like, that you like to put on. And that's a habit that people can actually follow.
All right, we've got lots of questions, so I'm going to take some now. One from our texting group is Kate from Malden, who wants to know, does using 30 SPF prevent you from getting the vitamin D that you need?
Great question. It turns out that we get tons of vitamin D in the Boston area. All you need is 15 minutes of just a little bit of sun a day, and you get plenty of vitamin D. If a woman especially who's menstruating is vitamin D deficient, which is so easy to check with a simple blood test at your regular annual checkup, you can take a tiny vitamin D capsule once a day and get all the vitamin D you need. But lying out in the sun or going out in the sun without protective clothing and getting skin cancer and, God forbid, wrinkles, like, it just doesn't make sense. So we're very easy. It's easy to keep your vitamin D level up and to protect your bones and your health.
So you do need some sun, but an average everyday lifestyle should give you sufficient exposure in New England to get you the vitamin D that
Absolutely.
You need. All right, so we've got another question here. This is Danielle in Norwell. I was hoping you could talk about how safe chemical sunscreens really are, which chemicals are worse than others, and how it relates to using it on kids and pregnant and breastfeeding mothers.
Well, it used to be in America that the best sunscreens were the chemical sunscreens. It's been made pretty clear that they're not the best thing in the world, and we actually like organic or safe or natural non-chemical products. So we now don't recommend chemical sunscreens any longer for kids or adults. And for example, today I'm wearing one that's titanium dioxide. You can't see it. You can't feel it. It feels like an elegant cream, not expensive, very thin. So titanium or zinc oxide, not nanoparticle, but just regular titanium or zinc oxide available at CVS or Walgreens, not expensive, easy to apply, and works really well for an SPF 30 up to a 50.
So this has been on my mind because sunscreens can be really expensive. And if we're saying that this is like, you know, wearing clothes, that's a big ticket item over time. You're saying that the affordable sunscreens on the market, we can feel confident, can also be safe and effective.
Absolutely. Consumer Reports and others report on these every year. And the amazing thing is the winners are $5 for a giant bottle available at a regular Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, and easy to apply, not expensive. Hawaiian Tropic keeps winning. Coppertone wins. Aveeno, Johnson & Johnson, Neutrogena. These are all great sunscreens. They're not expensive, even for a family of five, because you don't actually need a lot. They go on easily.
So you just use a little.
You know, we never use enough, but a little is a lot better than none at all. And the cost, frankly, should not be the issue. So if it's $5 or $6 for a big bottle, that'll last a family actually for most of the summer. So really, cost is not the issue. It's really the habit.
All right. So Teddy from Dover wants to know what sunscreen would be best for swimming laps. And how waterproof is waterproof sunscreen?
So, Teddy, it turns out that waterproof sunscreens are not the best thing in the world. So when I swim, which I do regularly, I wear a swim shirt now, which is long sleeve, very thin, clingy, not expensive, looks cool. People want to know where I got it. We now give it as gifts to our friends when they come to visit. So a swim shirt would be better than sunscreen. But if you're out swimming in an outdoor pool and doing laps for an hour, you're going to get an awful lot of sun on your back and your arms. And those sunscreens that are really thick and pasty will work better than the thin ones. They're just not very elegant. So it's a trade-off.
All right. So last question, Jeff from Cambridge, saying that his teenager recently spent 6 hours in the sun at Nahant and with hardly any sunscreen protection. So the question is, quote, this sunburn is, quote, the kind that kids get when their genetic heritage is Northern European, along with hoping this is a learning moment. What can we do to help him heal? End quote.
Unfortunately, once you have a sunburn, it's hard to actually get rid of it except for time. So aspirin and non-steroidals and Tylenol help with pain, but don't make the sunburn go away faster. A nice moisturizer, cool compresses with a cool wet cloth will help. But unfortunately, once the cat's out of the bag, it's actually almost too late. But it will be a great learning experience because my guess is he won't do this again anytime soon. Sunscreen, but in his case, a hat and a shirt would have been much better than being on the beach without that shirt on.
All right. So that is our Be Well segment for this week. Dr. Jeffrey Dover is of Skin Care Physicians in Brookline. Thanks so much for joining us and answering our questions.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you.